Welcome to the Geek Twins Podcast. We cover geeky entertainment with a multicultural slant. I'm Maurice Mitchell.
And I'm Nigel Mitchell.
And today we're going to talk about a few things that have been going on and what we think about them and what you guys think about them. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about is there's a rumor that Idris Elba is going to be in Star Trek III. What do you think about that?
Yeah, without knowing too much about what he's going to do, I'm still pretty excited. Idris Elba is a great actor, and the rumor, or there's a rumor that they're going to do the Klingons in the third movie, so he would be playing a Klingon, which would be pretty awesome. He's pretty much awesome in everything he does, even in Thor. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's an intense actor, and he's never really had a chance to play a super serious villain, except in... No Good Deed, and he was incredibly intense in that role. So I can only imagine how intense and angry and powerful he's going to be. I'd be sorry to see him in makeup, though, to be honest, because I think he's a fantastic actor, and I think you'd want to see every look and every grimace and every face that he makes. But, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, yes. Hopefully he'll be in there and it'll be awesome. Plus, strong black villain. Nothing wrong with that.
That's true.
All right. So the next thing I want to talk about is X-Files. They're going to be making a miniseries on Fox. And how do you feel about that? Personally, the last season of X-Files was so weak, and the movies have been so weak, that as awesome as it would only be good if it actually comes back as good as it was when it started, where, you know, they had the monster of the week and not bogged down with all those stupid black-faced aliens or black-eyed. No, if they had black-faced aliens, that would be really wrong. But if they had, you know, the aliens with the black goo and everything like that, yeah, it was kind of weak. But, you know, we'll see. What do you think?
I think, like you said, it could be good. I thought X-Files really went downhill in the last few seasons, so I think I didn't really shed a tear when it ended. I thought the movies were okay, but I didn't think they were that good. To be honest, and we'll probably at some point, I want to get into Fringe. When I heard they were remaking X-Files, my first thought was they already remade X-Files when they made Fringe. Because I thought that was the same thing, and it was much, much better. Personally, I thought it was much, much better than X-Files, so it kind of filled that gap. But at the same time, X-Files in its prime was pretty awesome, so we'll see. And I did hear a rumor that the reason that they're bringing back the X-Files is because of the popularity of the X-Files on Netflix, so that's another way that Netflix is influencing science fiction, bringing back shows.
Yeah, and as long as they're bringing, Fox is bringing back TV shows, why not Firefly? Just throwing that out there.
Okay. Yeah.
The next, Ryan Reynolds tweeted a picture of Deadpool in his costume.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I thought it was, first of all, it was a great tweet. Really surprising to see them just come right out after the teases with Batman versus Superman, for them to just come right out and show the suit in all its glory on the bearskin rug was even funnier. And out of nowhere, I didn't even know they were, you know, that far into production to let alone have the suit. And the suit is absolutely perfect. I mean, it is a reproduction of the comic book unabashedly, no changes. It's just, you know, in this age where they tweak this and add that and just kind of get the flavor of the costume, it's refreshing to see them go full on comic book with the costume. Even with the mask, which I wasn't even sure they were going to do. I felt like they probably wouldn't do the mask because then he wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't see his face. But, and awesome. Great. I loved it.
Yeah, and I agree. It was extremely faithful to the comic books. I don't know how they're going to do the mask, whether he's going to wear it through the whole movie or maybe take it on and off. I don't know. But the other thing I thought was really funny about it was they captured the humor of Deadpool. You know, the idea of him lounging on a bearskin rug. That's perfectly out of the comics. That's his attitude. That's his style. It's a twist on the comic book reveal. and it works. It's really good. So it really has real high hopes for the movie.
Yeah, I agree. And there's a computer animated short out there that Ryan Reynolds and the producers created, which I think is probably what got the movie greenlighted. It's a CGI short of Deadpool, and it's completely not safe for work, so I can't put it on the blog, but if you Google it, it's out there. And if they make the movie with that attitude, it's going to be an incredible movie.
Right. Okay, so as a side note, we're going to put all the things we're talking about, they're going to be in the show notes. So if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to want to head over there, click on the links, and we'll have pictures of Deadpool, Idris Elba, all that stuff. Okay, so now it's time for reader questions. We answered 1, 2, or 3 questions that we get each week. All right, so the question that we got is, what do you guys think of Tyrese, who's campaigning as Green Lantern? What do you think? Personally, I think Tyrese Gibson's a good one. He's been in the Fast and the Furious movies. He's got the humor. He's got the style. I think he'd be good, but he has a little too much humor. I don't think I've ever seen him in a role where he was extremely serious, and that's just my fault. I'm sure he's done some serious work. I think he did Baby Boy and a couple other things. But I think he could be good. I think there are some stronger actors that could do it, but I'd like to see him in a superhero costume. Your thought?
My feeling is, yes, I want a black Green Lantern, but no, I don't want Tyrese Gibson. I think he's a terrible actor. I mean, he's passable on Fast and the Furious, but that's because they don't demand anything of him. I haven't seen anything else, but his performance in Fast and the Furious has always been the weakest of the group, so I'm not excited at the thought of Tyrese Gibson playing the character, but at the same time, you know, he could be good. Yeah, why not?
I think anyone that they choose would be awesome. I think we need John Stewart. We already had Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern. It worked okay, but let's bring John Stewart in. All right. Now, another reader question that we got was, who's the better Spider-Man villain, Green Goblin or Venom? I'm going to go with Green Goblin. The reason I say that is because while Green Goblin and Venom are both good, they're both good villains, Venom has the distinction of actually having been turned into a hero. Anti-hero, for sure, but a hero. No one's ever tried to make Green Goblin into a hero, which shows that his character is so evil and so strong that he cannot become a hero. So that's what I think makes Venom just too weak to be a Green Goblin villain. But, yeah, Superman. That's why I think he's just too weak to be a Spider-Man villain.
Green Goblin versus Venom, if I had to choose, I would say Venom. Green Goblin has the distinction of being one of his oldest and most powerful villains, but at the same time, I think a good counterpart to a nemesis is one who can beat the hero at his own game. That, to me, is why Venom, while the Joker is a great villain, Venom is Batman's match. And so, in that sense, Venom is Spider-Man's match. He's stronger and more powerful than Spider-Man, but has all of Spider-Man's powers without all the weaknesses. So I think he's a better villain. Green Goblin is the more complex villain, so you know, you got that going. But I think if I had to choose between them, I'd choose Venom.
Okay, so now normally this is a section of the show where we do reviews, but we don't have any reviews, so we're just going to skip that and just cut it out. We'll throw a would you rather question out to you guys. Okay, so would you rather, and I'm going to post this to you, Nigel, and then you can also post it to, we'll post it in the show notes. Would you rather, if you could travel through time, go 5 years forward into the future or 5 years back into the past? Which would you do?
Are we talking permanent travel or just temporary?
Let's say temporary.
Okay, I would go 5 years forward. That way I could find out what's supposed to happen.
That's true. Yeah, you can go 5 years forward, and then you could find out what's going on. But then it would totally spoil every TV show you had.
Well, not necessarily, if I don't watch anything.
That's true. But then you'd already see what you'd be able to. Yeah, I guess so. All right. We'll throw that out to the fans. You guys go ahead. Personally, I would go 5 years into the past. That way I could tell myself to catch up on TV. And then I can't think what TV show would have come out 5 years ago, but I'm sure something cool. Yeah. All right. All right, so that's it, but guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading our podcast. Just remember, we're going to be doing it every week. We're moving this schedule. Normally, we record on Fridays. We record on Wednesdays, post on Fridays. Now we're going to record on Saturdays, post on Mondays. So be ready for that. All right, thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Yeah, we're going.